blessing to see people. Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers, guests and others, and all of those who are listening us from far. Today is Thursday, 5th of June, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy on 32 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect some sunshine giving way to clouds and very warm. Early afternoon will bring increased cloudiness with high possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Temperatures between low of 29 to high of 37 degrees Celsius with heat index on 42. Westerly winds at 10 km per hour with gusts on 16 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 10. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 47%. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you're going through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, so put your lighters in the air for us. At yesterday general meeting on proposed working committee and Auroville Council, which was followed up from last week, the meeting arrived at general agreement that the entire outcome, the proposed working committee and Auroville Council of the study group's participatory working group selection process, would be presented to the community in a residence assembly decision-making process. Community in whole is being asked for our feedback on the following proposed questions to be presented to the community in a residence assembly decision-making process. And the question is, I agree to ratify the entire outcome of the selection process, that is, both the working committee and Auroville Council, as presented in the general meeting on May 28, 2014. Just simple answers, yes or no. How the community would proceed in the event of or no was not made clear yesterday. And of course, they are asking us to send the feedback as soon as possible on tourasservice@auroville.org. However, the recordings, the minutes of yesterday's meeting in Unity Pavilion in International Zone, will be uploaded on our webpage today. And here's the happy thought for the workers of Town Hall, two services, which is housing service and land resource management, and of course all our amas with Venkatesh with the family. They're going for 2 days tour today and they will go to Manur in Kerala. BCC would like to remind us that the deadline for budget submission was 31st of May. But however, for the services and groups who are finding it difficult to fill out the forms, BCC has organized a help desk on first-come basis. And here are the details. The help desk location is at Financial Service and it was run on Tuesday. And the next one is gonna be on Monday, 9th of June, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Jean-Yves will be offering help. But if you need to avail of the facility, kindly bring all required details of your budget and a USB key. On Tuesday, 10th of June, from 10 a.m. onward, at the Auroville Health Center will be held a free bone density camp. This density camp will be the reading done within 5 minutes on the ankle. And if you're interested, they're asking you to register with a phone and name in advance at the reception. And the time of appointment will be confirmed on registration. Adishakti Theatre invites us on Thursday, 12th of June at 7 p.m. to the One by One, a play by Akshay Patak performing Bhavin Patel, Kirtana Krishna, and with music Kartik's Ensemble and Kirtana Krishna. On photo credit is Anup Davis. As most of you know, the Football World Cup starts on 12th of this month, which is next Thursday. The Sefir team is most happy to show all the matches, but since most of the games are going to be played late at night, 12:30 or to 1:30 a.m. and it's better to watch the game live than the recording to next day, they need volunteers who are willing to take care or be responsible for the space and projector during those late games. Otherwise, cafe closes at 10:30. For more information, you can pass by in the evening or you can contact them through Daniela on 8489047969 or David 98320326609. Evolutionary Cafe at Unity Pavilion in International Zone is keep going on Mondays at 6 p.m. And hosts David and Uli would like to invite you to join them again in their interactive collective exploration. Every second Monday, they are exploring different evolutionary paradigms to see how they might be able to help us shed light on some Auroville challenges from novel perspectives, hoping, of course, in the process that they might suggest some interesting new solutions. Each evening starts with a short inspiring video or talk, after which they use the World Cafe model to divide into smaller groups and reflect on its potential relevance to Auroville through focusing on a given question. So in a fun, relaxing atmosphere, over tea and biscuits, they hope to nurture a new appreciation of both challenges and the joys of living in Oroville. Next week, video will again be from Robert Gilman, one of the founders of In Context magazine and Context Institute, and he will continue to focus on his Foundation Stone project. And Juanita Brown, co-founder of World Cafe, wrote, "Language is unique to humans through language and our capacity for conversation. We create meaning together. And it is those meanings and of the basis of those meanings that we actually construct the world as we know it. So that if we think of conversation, it is the highway on which the entire rest of our lives together rides. The water we swim in it. Our biggest hope is that people see how fundamental the process of conversation, dialogue, and meaning-making is for us as human species to take ourselves to the next level of possibilities." And here a couple of announcements. Distribution Nandini and Taylor, they got a new opening timing. On Tuesday, they would be open full day from 9 a.m. to 12:30 and from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. And on Wednesday, they would be open half day from 9 a.m. to 12:30. Taylor's got the same timings as usual. Well Cafe is happy to announce the end of summer break, and on Monday, 9th of June, they will continue to serve their delicious Mediterranean dishes, and their normal opening hours are from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. And Blue Light Team informing Town Hall users that due to maintenance work in the Town Hall server room, there will be no internet network connection in the Town Hall building on Sunday, 8th of June, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Multimedia Center building will be mostly unaffected, and they apologize for any inconvenience. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish drama Hija Patria's Life, made in Spain in 2009 by director Alejandro Amenábar. On Saturday, they will screen international biography drama romance Hemingway and Gellhorn, made in USA in 2012 by director Philip Kaufman. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., they will screen animation adventure Three Adventures of Wallace and Gromit, made in UK in 1989, 1993, 1995 by director Nick Park. And later on at 8 p.m. at Sergio Leone Film Festival at Cine Club, we can see Western, A Fistful of Dollars, which was made in Italy and Germany in 1964, of course by director Sergio Leone, with Clint Eastwood, Gian Maria Volonté and others. And from Savitri, Book 6, Canto 1, page 432, we read, "I'm stronger than death and greater than my fate. My love outlasts the world, doom falls for me, helpless against my immortality. Fate's law might change, but not my spirit's will." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.
See, I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah, yeah. And I'd like to take a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you're going through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. So put your lighters in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighters in the air for love. It's beautiful, it's beautiful.